This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 11. Why hasn't anyone come to tell us? Our reading comes from Romans chapter 10. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. In the Philippines, there was a tribal group in the mountains that had never heard the good news of Jesus. Some of our missionary friends learned that the chieftain, who communicated with demonic spirits, performed a yearly sacrifice and scattered blood around the community as an atonement for the bad things people had done toward each other. They believed that one day a savior would come to do away with the need for the yearly sacrifice. An elderly woman in the tribe had told our friends all of this, and they were able to explain to her that this Savior had already come. What is his name? She asked. And when did he come? His name is Jesus, they said, and he came 2,000 years ago. Then why didn't anyone come to tell us? She asked. There was anger in her voice. Their tribe had been waiting so long. And then she and many other members of the tribe came to faith in Jesus. In Romans 10, Paul explains that if people believe the gospel message and call on the Lord to rescue them, they will be saved. In addition, the Church of Jesus needs to send messengers who will preach the good news. Some people are still waiting to hear the good news. What is your role in the work of sharing the gospel with them? Pray with me. Lord, show us how you want to use us in sharing the good news with people who have not heard. And may we serve you faithfully. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.